This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House, with just 6 days to go until the November 3rd presidential election. They campaigned in political battleground states Tuesday in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win that four-year term. Though President campaigned in three Midwestern states he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and likely needs to capture again to win a second term. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they're looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday, this in light of COVID-19. Tanzanians are voting in the presidential election preceded by a government crackdown on the opposition leaders and free speech concerns under the incumbent John Magufuli. More than 29 million people have registered to vote in Wednesday's election to decide the fate of the president, who is seeking re-election. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government a, quote, predator, end quote, Wednesday during a trip to boost ties with Sri Lanka, which has received huge investment and diplomatic support from Beijing. Pompeo made his latest attack on China after talks with Sri Lanka's president on security cooperation to keep open vital Indian Ocean sea lanes just south of the country. The 12-hour visit was the second stop on a four-nation tour. Meanwhile, Wednesday, China accused U.S. senators of telling all kinds of lies, end quote, after a group of lawmakers put forward a resolution accusing Beijing of genocide against Muslim minority groups in the far northwestern region